The slideshow for Lesson 11 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 11, Synthetic Drugs. This lesson begins on page 42 of the Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer: the author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 11, Goals, Synthetic Drugs. To define synthetic drugs. To discuss the importance of knowing about synthetic drugs. To identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with synthetic drugs. To discuss select scientific research about synthetic drugs. To suggest select intervention strategies for people on synthetic drugs. Lesson 11, Objectives, Synthetic Drugs. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify five clinical effects that may be produced after using synthetic drugs with a minimum performance level of 100%. Breath, Synthetic Drugs. Please turn to page 42 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about synthetic drugs. The United Nations had reported that approximately 210 million people used illegal drugs in 2010. Synthetic drugs have made up a large portion of the illicit drug market. Synthetic drugs have killed people across the United States. Three Texas teenagers who smoked an illegal brand of synthetic weed suffered heart attacks. Synthetic drugs have been marketed under a variety of names, including bath salts. Bath salts have been compared to the very worst of LSD, PCP, and/or ecstasy. Synthetic drugs generally contain cathinone derivatives. Cathinone, and that's pronounced cathinone, derivatives have been known to produce a substance-induced psychosis. Cathinone derivatives also can produce vivid hallucinations and/or paranoid delusions. Synthetic cathinone derivatives include, but are not limited to, MDPV, mephedrine, methylone, provolone. Methylone is as potent as methamphetamine and MDMA. Methylone inhibits the reuptake of norepinephrine and dopamine in human platelets due to inhibition of monoamine uptake transporters. Mephedrine can cause an increase in dopamine. And as you recall from your initial training on excited delirium, dopamine is the pleasure release neurotransmitter. Provolone, it can produce an inhibitory effect on both norepinephrine and dopamine reuptake. Depth, synthetic drugs. Law enforcement officers will encounter people who have taken synthetic drugs. One example is an incident that occurred in Tampa, Florida, that resulted in the death of a young man who had ingested bath salts. Bath salts are marketed under a variety of names. You see four of those names here on the slide. Synthetic drugs or bath salts have been linked to causing excited delirium type behaviors and symptoms. Because law enforcement officers may not know the cause of the delirium type behavior and or symptoms, again, it is best to report the incident as an agitated chaotic event. Law enforcement officers must not make a clinical diagnosis. Application, synthetic drugs. Law enforcement officers will encounter someone who has ingested synthetic drugs. These incidents must be viewed as medical emergencies. Please turn to page 44 of the Instructor Requalification Workbook and review the list of behavioral cues on pages 44 through 46. There has been a significant increase in the number of calls to American poison control centers about bath salts. For example, in the year 2010, there were only 303 calls. In 2011, 1 year later, there were over 2,371 calls. Adverse effects of taking synthetic drugs may include cardiac issues such as chest pain, tachycardia, myocarditis, psychiatric issues such as anger, hallucinations, and psychosis, neurological issues such as aggressiveness, seizures, or tremors. There are several human administration pathways to ingest synthetic drugs, including, but not limited to, wrapped in cigarette paper and swallowed, dipping the powder and then insufflating, rectally, gingival, putting it against your gum, inhalation, intramuscular, or intravenous. Synthetic drug reminders. Synthetic drug incidents are serious medical emergencies. Qualified medical personnel must be immediately notified if symptoms are observed. Many times, a synthetic drug user must be tightly restrained by medical personnel on a gurney to keep everyone safe. People who have ingested synthetic drugs are dangerous and have been labeled zombies. Law enforcement officers must write a complete report about their encounters with people who have ingested synthetic drugs. Law enforcement officers must recommend to medical examiners to test blood for synthetic drugs. Review your report writing criteria with your learners. And again, at the bottom of the screen, there is an article in PDF format about synthetic drugs. Please print this article, copy it, and give it to your learners. This is the conclusion of Lesson 11.